Today's audio cast for Friday, April 21st, 2006 is made possible by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for AFWEB's audio news service. The aviation world lost one of its most heroic figures and most eloquent spokesman Wednesday when Scott Crossfield, Cessna 210, went down in Georgia. Tributes are pouring in from all sectors of the industry. Crossfield had friends in every corner of aviation and valued and respected everyone's best effort. Perhaps nowhere was Crossfield more at home than EAA Air Venture, where he attended faithfully and he was both a prominent figure and just another airplane nut like everyone else. AFWEB's Russ Niles talked with EAA President Tom Poberesny on Thursday, just moments after it was confirmed that Crossfield's body had been found in wreckage near Ranger, Georgia.
And Scott was a great friend of EAA too, wasn't he, Tom?
Absolutely. It's a difficult loss for a number of reasons. Number one, we've lost an aviation legend who leaves a legacy that will be unmatched in aviation chronicles, and we've lost a close personal friend of EAA and of myself. I really got to know Scott well, especially during the 100th anniversary of flight celebration, and when you know somebody that well, the loss becomes even deeper.
Scott was an aviation booster right up until the moment that he died, I'm sure. Was never shy about speaking his mind about innovation and keeping America on top of the aerospace industry. Can you share a few thoughts of what lasting impressions he left with you?
I thought about it a lot, because when I heard about it this morning, the first reaction is that it can't be true. It was with Scott at the Sun and Fun Flying a couple of weeks ago down in Lakeland, Florida, and we had a chance to sit and talk for about a half hour. And you know, the thing about Scott is that he never showcased his accomplishments. He was a very humble person, but a very direct person. When you talked to him, he looked you straight in the eye. If you earned his respect, he gave it. And if you didn't earn his respect, he indirectly let you know, I guess you could say. He's a wonderful human being, and the thing that I loved about Scott is that he just loved aviation. I mean, yes, he went twice the speed of sound and three times the speed of sound, and well-known in test pilot circles, but Scott was a true aviator at heart no matter what he was flying. And the thing I enjoyed about every year at Oshkosh, he'd be here, and he was here because he wanted to be here. He was willing to share his stories, his experience with anybody and everybody that were willing to listen. I remember this year especially, we had a special celebration on December 17th here in Oshkosh, and I asked Scott if he would come and speak to the audience, which was about 200 people strong, and people walked away amazed at the sense of humor that he had. You know, he was a guy that once you got to know him, you really realized how deep his passion for flying was, but more importantly, what a wonderful person he was.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, Tom, but I'm sure that EAA is planning some sort of tribute to Scott at upcoming Air Venture. Any opportunity to give that some thought yet?
Right now, what we're doing is focusing on information as to how to remember Scott over the next couple of days as memorials and services are being established. And more importantly, on the website, we will have a more memorial recognition of Scott with some webcast and other video and information. What we do at Air Venture yet remains to be seen. Obviously, we'll remember Scott, but I just don't know just yet how we're going to do it. We want to do it in an appropriate manner that allows us to remember the legacy he's left, more importantly, the friendship that he had with all of us.
Crossfield gave many talks at Air Venture and never minced words on topics near and dear to his heart. Here's Scott as recorded by EAA staff during his popular sessions at Air Venture.
It's interesting to note that there's only been three American aircraft that ever exceeded Mach 3, if you don't count the space shuttle significantly, or exceeded Mach 2, actually, significantly, and I was first to fly Mach 2 in 1953. Those three were the XR-71, the B-70, and the X-15, and all of those airplanes are in museums today. There's something un-American about that, and we should not stand for it. We should get off and running again in the 21st century and do those great things that we did in the 20th century.
The veteran test pilot was all business when it came to pushing the envelope and didn't think much of all the hype that surrounded some ventures.
All of the research airplanes that flew for 30 years, the whole works, including the X-15, cost an all-up cost of less than $500 million. The Apollo cost about $40 million. So it gives an idea of what you can do if you rely on professional judgment, don't have a media circus going, and just go ahead and do what you have to do. And incidentally, in all of the research airplane flying for 30 years, we lost five people, which, considering, is not a bad risk for what we were trying to do.
But as committed as he was about advancing aviation, he never seemed to take himself too seriously.
And I always enjoyed the laugh I got out of saying that when we were going to make a ground run then, I would get in the cockpit and everybody else would get in the blockhouse. That's building the confidence of the pilot.
Scott Crossfield talking about flying the X-15 and the advancement of aeronautics in America, recorded in 2001 at the opening of EAA's temporary X-15 exhibit that year. The audio was provided to AvWeb by the Experimental Aircraft Association. Scott Crossfield was 84 years old. Watch AvWeb's Monday edition for a complete roundup on the accident. If you would like to comment on today's cast, send us an email to audionews@avweb.com. This audio cast was written by Russ Niles and made possible by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. For more information, click on the audio cast sponsors link. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Monday, April 24th. I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for listening.